This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to this CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, just a quick recap in terms of what took place on Thursday, and we are coming out of a long weekend. The markets closed at a two-week high on Thursday, led by financials. The market snapped their two-week losing streak. FII's net bought around 149.4 crores in the cash market. DII's net sold around 296.8 crores. Now, the big cue won't be global, but it'll probably be the fact that India has seen the highest daily rise in new COVID-19 cases since the mid of September. Maharashtra, weekend lockdown from 8 p.m. on Fridays till 7 a.m. on Mondays. All shops, malls, cinemas, salons and markets will remain closed until April 30th. However, the U.S. markets did close strong, and they did have a strong jobs report on Friday as well. So the S&P has climbed more than 1% to close above 4,000 for the first time on Thursday. The US jobs report on Friday was very strong, with 916,000 jobs added in March versus an estimate of 675,000. Asia, Japan, South Korea higher as we speak. Rest of Asia has closed for trade today. SGX is indicating a positive start. In terms of Brent crude, $64.5 is where it's trading at. OPEC Plus has decided to gradually curb production cuts starting May. Now, in terms of cues for the week for us back home, RBI policy April 5th to 7th, Fed minutes on Wednesday, and the COVID-19 story, which would be evolving and something that the markets would watch very closely. Also, corporate earnings in focus. 12th April will be TCS, 14th April Infosys, 15th April Wipro, 17th April HDFC Bank. Just to give you a flavor, the markets will probably start preparing for earnings as well. Well, on that note, it's a wrap on this market podcast, which is brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.